Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, earlier in the week, I told you about Archie's birth certificate and how Rachel Megan's name was removed. We had heard from the Sussex's PR agent who said, this was not requested by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, nor by the Duke of Sussex. To see the UK tabloid and their carnival of so-called experts choose to deceptively whip this into a calculated family snub and suggest that she would oddly want to be nameless on her child's birth certificate or any other legal document would be laughable were it not offensive. There's a lot going on in the world, let's focus on that rather than creating clickbait. Meanwhile, a Buckingham Palace source suggested the change had been made due to a clerical error. Well, it appears this little back and forth has made things worse between Harry and his grandmother. Rebecca English of the Daily Mail pointed out the Sussexes were being assisted by the Queen's highly experienced former Deputy Private Secretary, Samantha Cohen. Mrs. Cohen is not someone given to making significant errors, clerical or otherwise, and nor for that matter are the team at Westminster Register Office, who are well versed in recording royal births. But if Harry and Meghan thought this would put a swift end to the matter, they were mistaken. Their thinly veiled criticism of the palace seems only to have escalated the situation. But one does not challenge Her Majesty lightly. Royal insiders feel that the Queen does not want to strip Harry of his military patronages, but have no choice. Journalist Daniela Elsa wrote on news.com.au, if the Queen does ultimately decide to rescind her grandson's prized military roles, it won't be because she has to, but because she feels like his actions over the last year necessitate it. What I can't get past is that surely it didn't have to be this way. Rather, the impression that reports out of the UK have cast is that Harry's outspokenness at certain points over the past year has backed the Queen into something of a corner. For example, the statement they made in February last year, which seemed to have a certain shirty tone to it, in which they complained that the preference of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex was to continue to represent and support Her Majesty, the Queen, albeit in a more limited capacity, along with pointing out there is a precedent for other titled members of the royal family to seek employment outside of the institution. There is precedent for non-working members of the Queen's family to also hold honorary military roles. For example, Prince Michael of Kent, who is a businessman, has 7 of them. She added, looking back, Harry has not exactly gone out of his way to stay on the Queen's good side. Monarchy doesn't move at the same pace as real life, and things are not considered in terms of weeks or months, but years, decades, and reigns. What is just so sad is that Harry is such an amazing spokesman for the military, that he is such a passionate and committed advocate for the men and women who have risked their life in the name of his grandma and his country. The tragedy of Harry is that his heart has always been in the right place. It is just that his mouth, at times, is not. Palace Intrigue will be right back. We got a glimpse of Harry's kitchen in a video in which he addressed the postponement of this year's Invictus Games. We didn't learn much, but royal watchers were excited to learn that the room is cream and is fitted with wooden cupboards and brass knobs. As for the Invictus Games, in a statement, Harry said, we are Invictus from the communities that host and cherish the games and the competitors who display unshakable resilience and commitment as they prepare for and participate in the games. To the families and network of supporters who support these men and women on their journey to competition. For so many around the world, the Invictus community included, COVID-19 has changed our expectations, hopes, and plans. But our unwavering mission is one bound by resilience and community. All that mission will continue to shine through between now and spring 2022, when we hope to see everybody in person again in The Hague. For now, we are continuing to plan programming opportunities to connect safely during the foreseeable future and ways to infuse the spirit of Invictus in your own communities over the coming year. We're excited to share more soon. Harry and Meghan did share a thank you card. The card went to those fans who offered them thoughtful messages and kind words at Christmas. The Mirror tells us the card features a photo of the couple from the 2019 Royal Tour of Australia, showing them standing side by side giving a speech in the rain. A message signed the Duke and Duchess of Sussex reads, thank you for your thoughtful message. We appreciate your kind words and the time you have taken to write to us on this special occasion, sending you our warmest wishes. Royal fans were quick to notice the card also features their royal monogram, which shows the H&M from their names underneath a crown. Meanwhile, royal commentator Rebecca English wrote in the Daily Mail, "Much of what we have seen unfold this week has its origins in Archie's birth, which Harry became almost morbidly obsessed with keeping as a secret as possible, even including where and when his son was born. Behind the scenes, matters were so fraught that more than one official, as I know from personal experience, was reduced to tears of frustration and despair." The Sun has previously reported that the operation to get Meghan to the hospital when she would go into labor had been kept so secret that even senior royals were not told about it. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.